Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. India and Sri Lanka discuss oil pipeline link between the two countries. India and US to resume negotiations on bilateral trade agreement in Washington, D.C. this evening. Iran rejects second round of talks with US, even as President Trump says American negotiators are heading to Pakistan. Election Commission releases figures of voters for first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Lucknow Super Giants by 54 runs in New Chandigarh. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold wide-ranging talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today, focusing on boosting strategic and economic ties between the two countries. More from our correspondent.
The two leaders will discuss key sectors including shipbuilding, trade, investment, artificial intelligence, semiconductors and other critical and emerging technologies. The leaders will also explore ways to enhance people-to-people connections and deepen cultural exchanges. Additionally, they will also discuss regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi will also host a lunch in honor of the visiting dignitary. During his visit, President Lee Jae-myung will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions on further strengthening bilateral cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with the South Korean President yesterday and appreciated his commitment to expanding ties across various sectors. He expressed confidence that the ongoing visit will further reinforce the special strategic partnership between the two nations. President Yee arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. With Aman Yadav, Dilnashi Arzu for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake discussed the proposed link between India and the island nation through an oil pipeline. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said in Colombo that some proposals that were discussed between the two countries include the project related to the energy hub in Trincomalee and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline.
The Vice President mentioned some initiatives that are underway from the Indian side and some proposals that have already been discussed between the two countries. Notable amongst them, the project related to the energy hub in Trincomalee and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline. And in fact, the point was made as to the value of such energy connectivity, especially at a time when the entire world, and this region especially, is facing the fallout of an energy crisis.
Mr. Misri said the two leaders also had productive discussions on further deepening the multifaceted bilateral ties, housing projects and fishermen issues between the two neighbours. During his meeting with Mr. Dissanayake, Mr. Radhakrishnan laid emphasis on India's neighbourhood-first policy and developmental bilateral cooperation. A report.
After an impactful first day of high-level strategy yesterday, the visit of Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today moves on to grassroots connect as he is scheduled to travel to Nuwara Eliya in a little while from now, signalling New Delhi's continued commitment to their welfare and long-term socio-economic advancement. Mr. Radhakrishnan will engage directly with the members of the Indian origin Tamil community at the Indian housing project sites. This commitment was also evident in yesterday's announcements, including the extension of the OCI scheme to the sixth generation and the simplification of application processes that will greatly benefit plantation Tamils who came without Indian documents to Sri Lanka. The message is clear. India's partnership with Sri Lanka is being strengthened not just through policy but also through direct engagement with people on the ground. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
India and United States will resume trade negotiations on the first phase of their proposed bilateral trade agreement today. The talks will be held from 20th April to 22nd April in Washington, D.C. Additional Secretary in the Department of Commerce, Darpan Jain, is leading the Indian delegation. Officers from Customs and External Affairs Ministry are also part of the Indian team. More from our correspondent.
The three-day talks are aimed at recalibrating the framework amid shifting global tariff dynamics. The meeting will mark the first face-to-face engagement between the two sides in nearly 4 months, during which discussions continued virtually. The talks assume significance as both countries reassess the contours of the proposed pact following changes in the U.S. tariff regime. After the U.S. Supreme Court struck down sweeping tariffs imposed under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, Washington introduced a temporary 10% tariff on imports from all the countries for 150 days beginning February 24th. As the tariff landscape has changed in the U.S., both sides may like to relook at the framework of the agreement, the text of which was released on February 7th. Further, the two unilateral investigations launched by the U.S. Trade Representative, USTR, may also figure in the three-day deliberations. India has strongly rejected allegations made by the U.S. Trade Representative in those two investigations under its Section 301 of trade law and has requested to terminate the probes as the initiation notice has failed to provide cogent rationale to substantiate the claims. Akhila, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Iran has denied agreeing to a second round of peace talks with the United States, directly contradicting President Donald Trump, who said American negotiators would arrive in Pakistan tonight for negotiations. Iran's official news agency, IRNA, cited Washington's excessive demands, unrealistic expectations, constant shifts in stance, repeated contradictions, and the ongoing naval blockade as reasons for the refusal, describing the blockade as a breach of ceasefire conditions. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has also closed the Strait of Hormuz, requiring commercial ships to obtain explicit permission and follow guard-approved routes, warning that vessels approaching without clearance could be targeted. A report.
United States President Donald Trump accused Iran of serious violation of the ceasefire, but struck a cautiously optimistic tone about the possibility of an eventual deal. He warned, however, that an agreement would come one way or another, reiterating that U.S. stands ready to respond forcefully if Tehran does not comply. American forces, meanwhile, continue enforcing the naval blockade. Iranian authorities have linked the Lebanon situation directly to their broader talks with the U.S., and Tehran noted that their missiles and drone launchers are being replenished at a faster rate than before the conflict began, a pointed signal to Washington ahead of any future negotiations. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The Election Commission has released figures of voters for the first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. According to official figures, till date, 3,60,77,171 electors are eligible to cast their votes in this phase. Of these, 1,84,99,496 are male voters, 1,75,77,210 are female voters, and 465 are third gender electors. These figures will be revised once tribunals submit the final list of eligible voters. The Election Commission has announced the deployment of 2,193 quick response teams across 152 constituencies for the first phase of the West Bengal Assembly elections to be held on 23rd of April. These teams will act swiftly to address any incidents of unrest. Special emphasis has been placed on districts identified as sensitive, particularly those prone to disturbances and areas along the state's border. The campaigning has reached its peak for first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal as only 2 days have been left for canvassing. Star campaigners of different parties are trying hard to attract the voters in support of their candidates. Voting in North Bengal, sharing Bhutan border, will be held on 23rd of April in first phase. Ahead of the polling, Bhutan has announced temporary closure of key international borders at Phuntsholing, Jailgaon, Sanse and Labhai Jinkha from today evening. The closure will be in effect from 5 p.m. on 20th of April till 6 p.m. on 23rd April. Travellers and daily commuters are advised to avoid cross-border movement and routes leading to these gates during this period. In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Erode district of Tamil Nadu, which enjoys a unique climate conducive for agriculture and industry. The district has 8 assembly constituencies and a total electorate of 17,40,222 voters. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Erode district has Erode East, Erode West, Modakurichi, Perundurai, Bhavani, Andiyur, Gobichetti Palayam and Bhavani Sagar constituencies. It is a tri-county contest in Gobichetti Palayam where K.A. Sengottaiyan is contesting. He was the former minister and once a senior leader of the AIADMK. After being expelled from the party, he joined TVK and became the chief coordinator of the high-level administrative committee of the Tamil Nadu Vetri Karagam. The 78-year-old politician was elected to the Tamil Nadu Legislative Assembly from Satyamangalam constituency in Erode district. Later, from 1977 to 2025, he was elected from Gobichetti Palayam. He served as a minister in the Jayalalitha cabinet and also as the leader of the house. He strived hard to unite the AIADMK after late Chief Minister Jayalalitha's death, but was removed from the party on September 2025. This is the first time that he is contesting out of AIADMK party. The constituency has 2,37,581 votes. Nallasivam of the DMK and VB Prabhu of AIADMK are contesting from here for the first time. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
And in sports, in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 54 runs in New Chandigarh last night. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has predicted heat wave conditions over Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand for today. According to IMD, Gangetic, West Bengal, coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahi will experience hot and humid weather conditions for the next 2 to 3 days. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak tonight at 9:30 p.m, we bring an insightful discussion on World Earth Day, Solar for a Sustainable Future, with Dr. Muhammad Rihan, Director General, National Institute of Solar Energy. During the program, listeners can ask questions on the subject. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies report the looming uncertainty over peace talks between the US and Iran. Hindustan Times headline reads, Trump says new talks but confusion persists. Iran's news agency says Tehran will skip meet. In a related story on India tackling the crisis, Indian Express writes, armed forces eye biogas and solar energy to cut fuel use amid West Asia crisis, moving a step closer to reduce India's dependence on imported chip packaging technology. India's first advanced 3D glass chip unit launched in Odisha, writes Hindustan Times. India-US kick off first in-person trade talks in 4 months, says the Tribune. In a significant shift towards alternative fuel adoption, over 39,000 consumers give up LPG for PNG, 4.85 lakh new connections added, cites the Statesman. Indian Express notes the change in CBSE third language rule. Under the headline, schools grapple with change, French, German make way for Sanskrit and regional languages from class 6 beginning new session. Times of India editorial comments, India and Korea can give new direction to multilateralism amid mounting challenges, stating South Korea's strategic partnership with India in key areas like trade, technology, defense, shipbuilding, in advancing India being Atmanirbhar is great, as Seoul is a global leader in these fields. And signaling the beginning of a major transformation aimed at delivering a world-class passenger experience, Air India unveils first retrofitted Boeing 787 Dreamliner, notes the Pioneer. And finally, Indian Express reports Bangladesh High Commission's first ever 4-day Handloom Heritage Expo turned out to be a huge success, with 300 saris selling off the shelves in just 1 day. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. India and Sri Lanka discuss oil pipeline link between the two countries. India and US to resume negotiations on bilateral trade agreement in Washington, D.C. this evening. Iran rejects second round of talks with US, even as President Trump says American negotiators are heading to Pakistan. Election Commission releases figures of voters for first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Lucknow Super Giants by 54 runs in New Chandigarh. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.